The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 22 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice and some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Paul Kariya.
Between the 1994-95 season and the 2010-2011 season, Paul Kariya made just under $71 million, making him one of the highest paid players of all time in the NHL. That's more money than Peter Forsberg, Mike Modano, Chris Pronger, Stevie Yzerman, Sergei Fedorov, and so on. For a 5'10", 180-pound player to make that kind of money during the clutch and grab era says a lot about the quality of player that Paul Kariya was. 1993 saw the NHL expanding, including a new team called the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, who selected Kariya fourth overall in the 1993 NHL entry draft. Kariya was nothing short of spectacular in his time with the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim and spent 7 years as the team's captain. When his contract ended, he signed for one more year at $10 million when it looked like his team might actually be able to make a serious run at the Stanley Cup. After defeating the Dallas Stars and then the Minnesota Wild, the Mighty Ducks found themselves facing the New Jersey Devils. It was Game 6 of this series that put Paul Kariya on the highlight reel for NHL's biggest hits, but unfortunately, he was the player being hit. Scott Stevens squared up Kariya for an open ice hit at the blue line that left Kariya laying motionless on the ice for a good 4 to 5 minutes. There's a lot of people, me included, who think this changed the scope of Paul Kariya's career. If Kariya was playing in today's NHL, he would have been tagged for a concussion protocol and wouldn't be allowed to see the ice again in that game. As it was, he returned to the ice in less than 5 minutes playing time and scored on a slap shot to put the Mighty Ducks up 4-1. They'd go on to lose in the following Game 7, and that would be the last game that Paul Kariya ever played for the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. Seeking change in the hope of a Stanley Cup, Kariya got together with his old buddy Timu Solani, who had just finished his last year with the San Jose Sharks. They both approached the Colorado Avalanche about joining the team, with Kariya taking a pay cut to do so for 1 year. While hopes were high for everyone involved, including the fans, things just never seemed to work out for Kariya or Solani in Colorado. Kariya spent most of his time nursing injuries and never really seemed to gel with the team. This was the first season in 9 years that the Avalanche wouldn't win their division. They were the fourth seed going into the playoffs and were eventually eliminated by the San Jose Sharks. At the end of the season, everything went on pause as the NHL went into lockout.
Carl Landra, the Fourth Line Podcast.
As a kid, I grew up on the east side of Canada, and there was no NHL team anywhere close. The closest team at the time was Montreal. And so a lot of people cheered for Montreal, a lot of people cheered for Toronto. I was blessed with the opportunity of cheering for the Colorado Avalanche. And what else was great was that because there was no team around, I could pick whoever I wanted. I could follow players that I liked. And my favorite non-Avalanche player was Paul Kariya. And what really cemented this for me was in the 98-99 season, when he was still with the Anaheim Ducks, I sent out some cards to some of my favorite players. At the time I was a kid, I thought it would be so cool to mail a card to a hockey player and have him send it back to you signed. So I sent it out to some of my favorite players, and I only received one of them back. Mr. Paul Kariya signed the card, sent it back to me, and to this day I still have it. I have it in my hand right now. It's a Upper Deck MVP card. This was before he was a member of the Avalanche, so to my shock and excitement when him and Timu Solani came over to the Avs in the 2003-2004 season, I couldn't help but be excited about what that meant, the potential of what could happen with Kariya there. And honestly, his time in Colorado was a footnote in his career that unfortunately ended too soon due to injuries. But for me, I look at Paul Kariya's career and what he did as a member of the Avalanche, and sure, it didn't lead as far as I was hoping, and I'm sure as far as many hoped would happen when Solani and Kariya came to that team, and I thought, man, this team is destined for greatness. But Kariya himself still had the same class that he had, and I think as we saw him get inducted into the Hall of Fame this past year, we saw the kind of person he is, because he really did disappear from the public eye. But he wasn't there to be showy. He wasn't there to make a name for himself. He was there to play hockey. He was there to go out, have fun, enjoy the game, be himself. He didn't want anything else out of that. And so for me, when I look at who Paul Kariya is, it does not surprise me if someone were to tell me the story of someone sending him back a hockey card. When someone on the east coast of Canada sends a hockey card across to the stadium in Anaheim asking for an autograph, that he would send it back. He was always someone who was there and appreciated what he had and did not take it for granted. Paul Kariya managed to put up 11 goals, 25 assists with the Colorado Avalanche. and was certainly a big part of what they did that season in 2003-2004. Before eventually losing to the Sharks in the conference semifinals, he was a big piece of that and will forever be a part of Colorado Avalanche history.
When hockey resumed, Paul Kariya signed with the Nashville Predators, where he would end his playing career. But for 51 games in the 2003-2004 season, Paul Kariya was a Colorado Avalanche. A special thanks to Carl of the Fourth Line Podcast. You can find them at Fourth Line Podcast on Twitter, or just go to the website, thefourthlinepodcast.com. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people. Be sure to check out the hoodies, the stickers, the hats, and all the other gear too. AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.